My name is Stephen Ferguson, and you're listening to the People's Republic of St Neots, a podcast about people rather than politics, which celebrates the ordinary people that make St Neots a wonderful place to live, work, and play. So for our second episode, we're going to celebrate the work of a local charity, which is Three Pillars, who started off in St Neots, spread to Peterborough, and are back again in St Neots, not only feeding the homeless, which is what they're famous for, but also providing some great community support. I caught up with founder Mick Pescod and his wonderful team of volunteers as I joined them for their Monday morning round, starting from the Three Pillars HQ and lockup, which is in Little End Road. Most of this was recorded from inside the Three Pillars van as Mick expertly drove it around the streets of St Neots, dropping off loads of food on the rounds. Please excuse the background noise, and I hope you enjoyed the second episode of the People's Republic of St Neots podcast. So tell us about how you got started with Three Pillars. And so you're the founding organised, aren't you? It was your idea to start, I guess.
It was my idea, yeah. Jed followed on shortly afterwards, about 3 months after. You see what I was doing, and he joined us.
And Three Pillars, it's a Freemasons initiative, isn't it, as well?
It is now, yes.
But it wasn't
to begin with.
So you started it, and then they kind of backed it as some of their community work, I guess. But when did you start?
Well, it's about 7 years ago now. And it all happened when we was down London family for a weekend in the winter. And on the Saturday morning, we went in shopping around Oxford Street. I did my own thing, and they carried on doing their thing. And I stumbled across these three guys in a deserted shop doorway, and they was absolutely wretched. It was sort of sleet, freezing cold. It was bitterly cold. I think there's probably alcoholics or that way. And I sort of walked past them, everybody else was walking past with their shopping bags and things. And I thought, I don't know. So I went back and I said, look, do you guys want any food? And they looked at me a bit suspiciously, but they said, well, what? I said, well, there's a McDonald's up there. Do you want some McDonald's? And they said, yes. So I went and got 3 party packs of food and drink, hot drink. And I was really, very pleased, you know, so. So I walked away, thought, well, that's good. That's all that. And then I started thinking, well, that's today. What about tomorrow?
You know, yeah.
And of course, there's no provisions for that. So when I got home, it was in my mind to do something. And two lads, they were actually Freemasons. We were advertising for some help in Peterborough. So I joined them. And they run a little building firm. I couldn't sort of, I always did was hot dogs and sort of coffee, which was like a gravy type coffee. And they couldn't do a couple of days, but they couldn't manage it sometimes, so they left it to me, and in the end they drifted off. And it was just me, and I borrowed my son-in-law's van, and used my garage to store things, and we started from there.
So it wasn't St Neots originally though, was it Peterborough more originally?
It was Peterborough, yeah. And we only had a few people to start with. They gradually built up and built up. So I started getting advertising for volunteers, you know, amongst the community. And we got loads of response, and response of food and all that sort of stuff. They built up till we was getting probably between 18 and 120 people. One stage, and then we bought. I bought a van called the Green Pig, which was an old van, but it was good. It was very trustworthy, and so we used that. And then one of the Freemasons. He donated us a brand new big van, which replaced the Green Pig. Now, Peter Bowles sort of took an interest in what we was, in what we was doing. And Jed had joined us by this time.
Yeah.
So the two of us were running it. And they said they would, provided we kept the thing going, you know, didn't want to see us sort of fall by the wayside after a year or whatever, they would have you make us a Freemasons charity, which they did. And of course, that gave us some funding as well.
Yeah.
And they were very good to us. And then we had the COVID, and everything shut down. We couldn't do any food deliveries. And one Saturday morning, I had a phone call from Greg's, because we never used Greg's. And they'd heard about us, and they said, look, we've got all our fridges have broken down. We've got all the day's stock, which we can't use. Can you help us and use it?
Wow.
So I immediately said yes. So I got my son, old Darren, and a friend called Vernon, who was one of our volunteers, as it is. And we loaded up the van, got a load of bags, and we made food bags. And I knew the area. I knew where all the old people were, and I suppose more deprived people were. And we went around offering them a free food bag. And of course, most people accepted. And that's what started up the rounds.
Yeah, so this Monday morning now, this is the Monday morning round, but you're doing how many rounds a week now?
Well, it's four rounds a week. We've been doing about 180 fresh food bags. And we sort of targeted the really elderly, the super seniors, you know, we call them.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we've had sort of families which are really struggling. So we've given them food as well. We do it every week. And that's good because it keeps an eye on, if anybody wants anything, we're on hand to help them.
Yeah, and I've done a few rounds with you before, and you get the feeling that sometimes, for lots of people, it might be the only social contact they get in a week, isn't it? When you're knocking on the door, leaving them a bag of nice food, nice things to eat as well. Yeah, I think it's a really important role, which they all really appreciate.
Yeah, it gives you a sense of satisfaction, really, helping out, you know, so... It was really good, and the volunteers are marvellous. You know, we've got different volunteers every day.
Who's out with us today?
Out with us today is Helen, Susan Herzine. And they are almost originals from about 6 years ago. They've been helping us right the way through, apart from the lockdown. And they go out, they do once a fortnight on Monday. There's two other girls that also were original girls. They come from Kimbolton Way. And they do another Monday. And if anybody can't do it because of holidays, they work it between themselves, you know.
Right, okay. I'll go and do some work. Shall I lock the van up?
Probably best.
You should lock it, probably, yeah. Okay. I like this. Those little bungalows are lovely, aren't they, as well?
Yes,
there's all these little secret communities that people don't know.
I haven't got a clue that half of this... I mean, we've been in around St. Neots a long time, but I haven't got a clue.
I didn't realise when you came in the Crescent it was as big as this. It came this far back.
It's amazing. So can you tell me your name, ladies?
I'm Helen.
And I'm Susan.
And how long have you been involved with Three Pillars for?
Oh,
stalwarts.
Yeah,
so I think it's probably about 8 or 9 years.
Wow.
I think.
Yeah. Since almost the very beginning.
Yeah, we started just after Mick. Mick started it, and we were one of the first because we went up to Peterborough.
Okay.
And did the Peterborough.
And how did you find out about Three Pillars? Because it wasn't quite such a big name in those days.
No, it wasn't at all.
I think it was a friend of a friend of a friend, that type of situation.
And you were hooked from the start, I guess.
Yeah, you just feel like you're helping people, and it's a good way of helping people that you don't really know about.
Yeah.
They're not obviously in need because you don't know about the homeless in Peterborough. You didn't know until we got up there how many there were.
Yeah.
And when we started with
the van.
So
we did it for quite a long time, right up to COVID, we were doing that once a week.
80, 90 people a night.
Oh, wow.
It was enormous in the end.
And that's still going on, isn't it, run by Jed and...
Yes, it stopped, obviously, with COVID.
Yeah.
And then they restarted it, and it was slow to start, I think, but I think it's building back up again now they know they're there.
And then we got involved in this more locally here, just after COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so most of this at the moment is visiting vulnerable people, people who need a bit of help.
And just catching up, having a few words.
Yes.
You know, one of a lady that we've just seen recently, you know, we have a quick chat, check if she's all right.
Yeah.
I mean, we can't obviously do very much, but it's a friendly face.
No, but also you can note if somebody hasn't taken their bag for a few weeks as well, you know everybody, don't you?
That's right.
And sometimes you get the feeling that you're the only people. Talk to some of these people for a whole week, which is sad, isn't it? But it's a little ray of sunshine.
I think some of the older people, they probably don't see very much.
Yeah, I'd say the elderly ones that we have.
With one or two here that don't get out.
Start. Yeah.
Immobile.
Yes.
And how many rounds are there a week now?
Every day.
Yeah,
five days a week.
Yeah, which is amazing. Well, it's sad that there's so many people in need, of course, but it's also lovely that the community comes together.
Yes, it is.
Helping
people locally, that local to you is the key, really, isn't it? Because although we enjoyed the Peterborough, it's quite away from here.
Yeah.
And I quite like the fact that it's local.
Yeah, and Mick does a fantastic job, doesn't he?
He's amazing.
He's amazing. I mean, I don't know how he finds the time, but he's just so passionate and caring about it. It's fabulous.
And done
it's
it
really
for so
motivating.
Long. Yeah. And he keeps it all going. He's very good.
So I think the trick is making it self-sustaining, though, isn't it? It's lovely that people like you are involved now. It's not just, of course, the handing out of the food parcel. It's all the logistics as well, getting all the food donations in place and managing all the rounds and those things as well. So there's lots
really
of people involved.
Organized.
Yeah.
We tend to be self-sufficient, but to try and take some of the workload away from Mick, but he's always there if something's not quite right. So
So if there's a problem with the food, and we can text him and he can text whoever's delivering it, but he's sort of, I think he needs somebody maybe to do that for him, but he enjoys that.
Yeah, you can't stop him, can you? It's his passion, isn't it, as well?
Yeah, that's right. The world needs the Mick.
Yeah. He's coming back now, so we don't want him to hit.
No, we don't.
He'll start blushing if we say all nice things you're saying about him. All right, that's lovely. Thank you very much, ladies. How long have you lived in St Neots for?
I think about 50 years.
And you moved up from North London?
Yeah, North West London.
Which bit?
Sorry?
Which bit?
Mill Hill.
Okay.
Lorraine come from West Hendon. And then we've got a council flat in the Greater London Overspill.
Ah!
They give us a council flat at Ringo on the City. And that was £9 a month. And then we moved up to St Neots to see some friends for the weekend. Looking around the Eaton Soak and their new houses just for something to do.
Yeah.
And the site agent came out and he said, look, there's one house left on this first phase, £4,400.
Wow.
And if you give us a £25 cheque, I'll reserve it for you, because again, I'm otherwise. So we give him a £25 cheque and we went ahead.
Oh, wow.
So that's...
What were you doing for work back then?
I was a milkman.
Ah, really?
Yeah.
So you've always been doing deliveries then?
Always, yeah.
You know the skills. Just this is a bit of a late start for you, isn't it?
Yeah, milkman, and then I had a mobile greengrocery round. And I was in the insurance, Britannia Insurance. That was calling around people's houses.
So you've always been a door knocker?
Yeah, I have, yeah.
You can see it's like a well-oiled machine now, isn't it? On a Monday morning, you've got a nice lock-up now as well, haven't you? With electricity now as well?
Good to see it for council, electricity as well. Yeah, grant from the council, we got the unit.
I remember going there a couple of years ago when it was all empty, and now it's packed with stuff, isn't it? So one of the roles you play, so obviously you do these round, you obviously do the role helping homeless people. So if anybody ever as a councillor contacts me and says, oh, there's somebody homeless, I mean, you're almost the first point of contact.
Yeah, myself or Jed, to be fair.
Because you know everybody, don't you? I think there's not many rough sleepers on the streets that you don't know about, and you've got really good connections with the council team as well, haven't you?
Yes, and if anybody hears about a homeless person, it always comes through to our Facebook page. So we always find out about it. Cause everybody's seen it. Have you seen that guy down the station, or, you know, he's homeless? And, So myself or Jed sometimes comes out to them, but he does cover the other areas.
He's also busy being a magistrate, is Jed, as well, isn't he?
Very busy, yeah, he is busy.
So look, the homeless people we see in St Neots, not all of them are homeless, are they? Some of them are rough sleepers, which makes it a bit of a difficult, isn't it? Because it's difficult for the council to put people into temporary accommodation if they've got somewhere else to live. It's difficult. What sort of support do you give to them?
Well, we've got these the homeless people we know of. We will, if it's a temporary homeless, we can offer them a night or two nights in a hotel just to see them through until the council step in. What we do is, they call them HMOs, multi-occupancy properties. We're doing some today. And there's probably seven or eight people with a room each in these houses, and they're all ex-homeless or struggling people. So we give them some food, and if there's anything else they want, or clothes and that sort of stuff, we take them clothes.
Well, and that's part of the struggle, isn't it? Is when so somebody who's been rough sleeping on the streets, get them into temporary accommodation, but those places aren't always furnished, are they? And have them go from sleeping on the streets to sleeping in an empty flat. It's a bit of a struggle, isn't it? And
it's,
I think you help them with that kind of stuff as well. You often put messages out on the Facebook group asking for just standard things that people need to live, you know, bedding and cooking stuff. You do all that stuff as well, don't you?
Yeah, we do. That's three pillars we do. I don't get involved in that side of it now. Jed Dempsey does that with the team. Two or three girls help him. There's Henry and Joe and Cheryl, and the ones that Jimmy help. So that's that side of it they cover. And we use one of our big vans for the picking up donations and dropping them off.
This morning we've got a van full, but there's a car as well. How many bags have we got this morning, do you reckon, about?
52, I think.
52, filled. What we've got? We've got sausage rolls, we've got some donuts from Greg's, we've got some sandwiches, other bits and pieces.
Marmalade crisps, yeah.
And like Greg's are a regular donor for you, aren't they, most weeks?
Yeah.
Who else helps out with in town? With?
Well, Greg's got the two shops. And then we pick up the donations from them. Tesco Express, Neat and Soapen, Aldi's, and Domino Pizzas.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They give us pizzas, which we take to Cambridge. So
this is all food that would probably otherwise go to waste, I guess. Or they could have probably sold at a discount maybe as well, but they're giving it to you. And it's going to a really worthy cause, and people have really appreciate it.
Indeed, and I'm just taking an alternative, by the way. Not government. So I'll do a lift up here. Yeah, I do appreciate it. We did set up a food basin by Payne's Mill.
Oh, yeah.
But when the lockdown started, once the lockdown, COVID came in, we had to close that down. That's when we started delivering.
We're driving around in a nice van now. What happened to your van? Was it last year?
Two vans, both got, there was parts up at the, we thought was a safe place to park the vans. It turned out it wasn't, because in the early hours of the morning, on two occasions, the vans were not vandalised, but they stole all the doors, the radiator, parts of the vans. The first one was a complete write-off, lucky enough the insurance paid out. The second one, it's one of the guys has offered to fix it, mechanic, free of charge. We're just waiting for a couple of pump parts and all that, so that's back on the road.
And it's not like these vans look like commercial vans. You've got all your charity logos on the big three pillars logo on the side of the van, so they obviously knew what they were doing, which is a rather scummy thing to do.
We've got the CCTV. Nothing can happen. We've got a dry mount, and that's about it. And they found the parts for the first van. Dumped off. I think we went on the Anglian News, and they asked to do a bit on the Anglian News. I think it scared them off a bit, and they dumped the parts. Didn't help us much, did it? And ultimately, for that is our premiership insurance is shot up.
Yeah. Which makes it more difficult.
Yeah. So, we started early. We started a donate pound a month scheme.
Oh, yeah?
That's pretty fantastic, yeah. We get about £500 a month in now.
Really?
Yeah. Well, we'll pay more than a pound, but I mean, pound a month is what we ask for.
We'll have to, have you put that on social media?
It is, yeah.
We'll have to try and promote that. Well, I think I might sign up for that.
Yeah, it's gone very well. We've got a pin badge now, and a few brothers on, which is really nice. And we've sold quite a few of them.
How do you do with volunteers? Are you looking for more volunteers still?
Always looking for volunteers. Because people come and go. I mean, there's holidays and sickness and that sort of stuff.
And you have to have some continuity as well, don't you? Because like learning the rounds is a bit of a thing now.
Yeah, it is, yeah. Yeah, certainly the procedures. They're all very good. We never send anybody out on their own. There's always two or three people going out. So.
And it's always, when I've done it with you before, it's always a joyful experience, isn't it? Knocking on people's doors. People are glad to see you. You did once make me do it when I was still mayor and I wore the chain. Yes, and like almost every single person around wanted to give me a mouthful about something. So they don't usually get politicians knocking on their door.
No.
So they took their snacks and asked me some really difficult questions. I'm not doing that again, I think, as well. I'd rather be a nice, smiley volunteer than a politician.
Yes, you've got a few funny looks. There's a girl's doing all the work.
Well, we're chatting. That's...
So, bolts are dropping the corner there. I don't know if you remember that one. You've done this spell.
Yeah. Is that all the bags for this bit?
It's all going to the same place, yeah.
All right. How many regular volunteers do you have?
Well, I think there's about 60.
Wow. I don't suppose you could have imagined, could you, when you came up with the idea, or when you were in Oxford Street seeing those homeless people, all the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people you'd help out, is quite incredible.
I'd never believed it, Stephen, to be honest. It's just something that happened. Gradually, just gradually built up.
It's the power of community as well, isn't it? Is that...
It is. I mean, I think it's everywhere, but people in St Neas are marvellous.
So on those words, people in St Neas are marvellous, which could well be the title for this podcast, I decided to leave Mick to go about his rounds and go on helping people in need. I find the easiest way of reaching Three Pillars is through their Facebook page, but you can also reach out to Mick Pescod or Jed Dempsey directly, because they're always grateful for your help. We heard in the podcast how they're always searching for volunteers, so please consider giving a few hours a week to helping people in need. Or, as Mick suggested, you could donate £1 a week to Three Pillars. It's not a lot of money, but could do a lot of good. Thank you to Mick for being such an excellent guest. And thank you for listening to the second episode of the People's Republic of St Neas podcast. Please like us, follow us, subscribe, and leave a 5-star review. Thanks for listening. You're not in this on your own. The People's Republic of St Neas is written, produced, and badly audio-edited by me, Stephen Ferguson. The cover artwork is by Richard Slade from the Neatists. And the theme music is Love of Mine from a band called The Hunt, which is slightly controversial for a St Neas podcast, but I think it's a wonderful tune. See you next time. Oh!